Wonderful hour of some great information and fun that was going to help make your lives better. I'm excited particularly because from time to time we get individuals who have some special gifts to share, and that's the case today. You know, our theme is to find the best things that improve your lives and do it so that it's easy for you to implement. And, of course, we kind of jokingly say that we'll get the feedback from you. And when we've hit the bell and we're doing it correctly, we hear you say,
"That was easy."
And so we're going for easy. Now, what's going to make it easy is to get to meet this most delightful woman who has devoted years to helping us out, and we're in for a treat. Her name is Kari, K-A-R-I, and then Joys, J-O-Y-S. Now, a little bit about Kari. As a psychotherapist, author, and seminar leader, she spent many years helping people to clear their dysfunctional personal, family, or relationship issues. Who doesn't have those? And doing it through a process of emotional healing. To her, it's very sad that with all the psychological knowledge we've learned in the past 50 years, this knowledge has not been generally made available in a simple format to us everyday folks who want to improve our lives. So she wrote her book, Choosing Lightheartedness, yes, lightheartedness, and her online e-course, Journey to Lightheartedness, because she deeply cares. And why? Well, she knows how it feels to be lost and alone. And therefore, she wanted to offer people the skills they needed to resolve their past and become the happy, productive people that they were meant to be. And with her techniques, all this and more is available for you in, guess what, a fairly short amount of time. Yes, Carrie's going to be put on the spot to explain that, but I'm sure she can do it because she's been helping people for years. And she wants you to know that no matter what has happened to you in the past, continuing in an unhappy, unfulfilling life is only one option, and from her personal experience, a poor choice at best. She wants you to know that no matter how badly you've been hurt or how much you might have hurt others, it's never too late to turn your life around. You have within you right now the ability to create a wonderful, meaningful life, a life that will touch your heart regularly and make you happy to be alive. In some way, you might be like a great car with a dirty windshield. All that you need to make your journey great is to clear some of the crud out of the way. Well, Kari Joys is an MS and a director of the Center for Creative Change. And she is a compassionate, highly recognized psychotherapist, a skilled group facilitator, and a powerful energy therapist. Through her intensive personal growth workshops, Carrie has guided thousands of people through the incredible emotional healing journey that opens the door to making one of life's much more functional and fulfilling, one's highest spiritual purpose. So, in other words, get ready for something really wonderful to happen when you interact with Carrie. And her exciting book, Choosing Lightheartedness, and her online e-course, which I have to tell you is actually free. Darn, I hate it when it's that cheap. recently opened doors to sharing and healing gifts and talents with people all over the world. Well, get ready, folks. Strap on your notepad and your happy, smiling face. Welcome aboard, Carrie.
Well, thank you. My goodness, I've never had such a wonderful introduction.
Well,
you spent some time on that.
I've looked at your book and had an experience of understanding some of your background. It's just been exciting for me. So,
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I guess I'll just kind of ask you, what you might want to share a little bit about your book or your online course that could help people to make some breakthroughs.
Well, the book is just a simple format. I write it directly to you, to the person who wants to heal, as if you're sitting in my office with me, and I simply walk you through a process of emotional healing, of turning your life around, and it's broken down. I call it bite-sized chunks. You know, you take a little bit at a time and work on it. There's a lot to know when you're working on changing your life. There is a lot to know. But if you take a little bit at a time and work on it and actually apply it to your life, you really can make dramatic changes in a relatively short period of time. So that's what my book is about. And, there's the journey to lightheartedness. There's a couple different parts to it. One of them is just a free 33-day email series that anybody can get right now if they want. They can go to www.light-heartedness.com, and they can sign up to receive 33 days of free emails from me. And the emails are an even simpler version of my book. So if you want the quick, easy route, you can sign up and get the emails right now and maybe get into the book later.
Ah, okay. Well, I think that's a generous offering.
Because
I can see from looking at some of the headings of different chapters in your book that this is well thought out and gives people a chance to really do a lot of significant things within just a little over a month's time.
Right. Yeah. And for some people, it takes longer than a month. You know, I didn't mean it to sound like you can, you know, totally go from black to white in a month. What I wanted to say was that you can see dramatic change happen if you focus and you put your energy into it. And you shouldn't try to do it all in a weekend. It's too much to deal with. It's too much to take in. But if you break it down a little bit each day and just keep working on it, you really can see dramatic changes in your life quickly.
And I take it that you've had some experiences with clients that have confirmed this for you.
Well, actually, I had a client come in one day for the first time, and we did a session, and then at the end of the session I told her, well, I've got a book that has a lot of journaling processes. Maybe you'd like to, you know, work on that in the meantime and before you come back next week. So she called me back about a week later, and she said, you know, I really like this book. She said, it's helping me so much. I think I'm going to wait a couple weeks before I come back to see you and just do some of these journaling processes. And I said, great, you know, that's wonderful. So a couple weeks later, she called me back again, and she said, you know, I really like your book. She said, I don't think I need to come in right now. I'll let you know when I need to come. So, but that's perfect. You know, if it can help people without me even being there, that's exactly what I was trying to accomplish. Because there's so many people out there who really are in pain and really do need to make changes in their life, and there's no way, you know, that we can reach all of them. And so, you know, putting it into a book, into a simple format, just makes it more available in simple language to anybody who would like to do it.
Mm, okay. Well, you got to love that, folks. I mean, how often do you hear of a therapist that's delighted when they're clients make a visit or two, and they're off and use the resource material provided and making their lives work. Gosh.
Well, definitely. I mean, that's what it's all about, is for people to get better. It's not to keep them coming to therapy, you know.
Yes.
I love to see people heal. I love to see people happy.
Well, see, that's, to me, Carrie, that's one of the beautiful things that people can have when they come into your venue, is an energy of someone that's dedicated to helping someone in the shortest amount of time to make the most progress.
Right.
And that's very important, because the typical therapeutic thing, there have been people that have gone for 5-10 years and had one or two breakthroughs and spent a fortune.
That's an
old thing, and you were making reference to that you're bringing forth new technologies that have been out there but really haven't become popular.
Right. Well, they've been popular. Emotional healing has kind of been around for a number of years, but I don't think people realize how successful it can be if you do it over time. I think people, you know, we hear a lot about the value of meditation and what dramatic changes meditation can make in your life, and I love meditation and I'm all for it. But I think that emotional healing has a similar effect. It really brings you back to a centeredness and an inner peace in the same kind of way that meditation does, but it's a different process. Some people cannot sit and meditate. They're just too wound up inside, or they have too many issues going on. But emotional healing is something that anybody can do if they simply are willing to put a little time and effort into it. And then, you know, down the road, maybe they'll also, you know, add meditation to their repertoire. But for starters, you know, for a lot of people who don't have the patience or focus to meditate, emotional healing is a tremendous gift to bring you back to a peace and a centeredness inside. And it really does make you feel lighthearted. When you release what you need to release and come out the other side, you feel lighter and freer and more alive and more energetic and all of the things that we want to feel.
Ah, that's wonderful. One of my mentors, Stuart Wilde, he had an expression that kind of tickled me. He said that when you get rid of some of that baggage, it's like unclipping a dead horse that you've been just dragging through the muck all those years.
That's absolutely true, yeah. A bag of bricks that you finally set down. Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh.
So, well, that's exciting. Any other stories? Because I know people get curious about specific circumstances, if you're able to share some of the things where there were some...
Well, you know, my book is actually full of stories. I start out each chapter with a story of somebody who was working on, oftentimes many issues, dysfunctional family issues, you know, in the overall, but... The book is broken down into chapters that focus on different things, and each chapter has a story about somebody who had this particular issue and was able to overcome it. So I'll tell you a story. I've got lots of wonderful stories, and anyway, you have to be careful as a counselor because you have to keep confidentiality, you know. But some people have given me permission to tell their stories, so that's why I share them with you. But I had one young girl who contacted me on the internet a few years ago. Somehow she had found my website, and at that point I didn't have much of a website, but somehow she had found my website on the internet and noticed that I work with sexual abuse along with other dysfunctional family issues. And so she contacted me on the internet. She was about 16 at the time, and asked me, did I know anybody in Texas that works with sexual abuse? And I live in Washington, so I didn't know anybody in Texas, but I was so touched by her story that I didn't want to leave her, you know, just out there in the dark with no help. And so she and I started emailing back and forth, and she had some very serious problems. She was anorexic at the time, and she was suicidal on a fairly regular basis. She would threaten suicide over and over again. Her father was in jail at the time for having sexually abused somebody else, as well as her and her sisters. And her mother was alcoholic, and she was actually being currently sexually abused by somebody that lived in her neighborhood. So she just had a myriad of issues that were very severe, all of them. And as she told me about them, I was just overwhelmed with, you know, how could any one kid, 16 years old, be going through all of that and survive? So we kept writing just on email, and eventually she decided to come up to one of my weekend workshops, and she did. And the first time she came, she hardly talked. She was she just said yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, and hardly said anything at all, and just sat and watched and listened while other people were doing emotional healing and were working on their dysfunctional family issues. But by the end of the weekend, she had made a few friends, and she came back again 6 months later and ended up staying in our area with one of her friends and just made some huge life changes. She had totally dropped out of school in the eighth grade, and she got back into school and got her GED and went to college, got a two-year degree, and it really made some dramatic changes in her life. And went from, you know, somebody who was severely disturbed and suicidal and all of those things to being a functioning person who was able to manage her life and graduate from 2 years of college. So it was phenomenal what happened, and all starting with, you know, an email coming over the internet.
Wow.
So that was quite an amazing story. It was very hard work on her part and mine, but we managed to pull her through, and she's doing much better today.
Wow. Now that's a dramatic turnaround.
Oh, yeah. It was. Yeah.
Now, for tidbits, I don't know if I can ask you this, because I think I would recommend people go, and would you give that site again to get this free?
Sure, absolutely. www.light-heartedness.com. Light-heartedness.com. And you'll see a flash movie when you go there. That's about lightheartedness. And then you can sign up. Simply sign your name, and you will receive 33 days of free emails from me. And each email just has an affirmation, which is a positive statement that you just focus on throughout the day. And it has a little activity that you can do that day, a positive activity that will just start to bring about positive changes in your life. So that's free to you right now, and hopefully along the way you'll decide to buy the book and go a little deeper.
Sure. And then to get the book, can they get that from your main website?
Yeah, it's also available at the www.light-heartedness.com. You can also get it through Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, or you can order it at any bookstore. If it's not on the shelf, you can always order it.
Oh,
it's
good.
It's just called Choosing Lightheartedness. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to invite people to also treat themselves to going to Carrie Joyce, Carrie-Joyce.com. Take a look at this wonderful human being who's charming and who's been through a lot in her own life, and turn to some of the best techniques to not only help herself but turn other people's lives around, and is devoting her life to making it easy for you to make some wonderful breakthroughs. I'm just honored to have you on. Now, I'm curious.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Carrie, you've got some different techniques or little tools in your tool chest there that can help people. And I don't know if you would share some of these things. There's, for instance, that Ewan method.
The Ewan method. I would love to. The Ewan method is fascinating. It's from China, and it's totally different than our Western way of thinking. It not only can speed up the process of emotional healing and psychotherapy, but it also can actually heal chronic pain, or it releases chronic pain, I should say. I hate to use the word heal, because what it does is it clears the block so that your body heals itself. And it's very remarkable to me what it can do. The Ewan method is a little more complex. It's not something that I can, teach in a book. You really have to go and learn it if you are interested in learning how to do it. But it's a very exciting thing, especially if you suffer with chronic pain that you've had for, years and years and don't know what to do about it. The Ewan method makes it very clear how the body and mind are related. That's how I got interested in it, because I was very fascinated with how when I worked with clients with emotional healing, sometimes their physical pain would go away as well. And I was so interested in that, I eventually decided to go and study physical healing to see if there was anything I could learn about it. And I came upon the Ewan method, and it is just a gift, I believe, because it makes it very clear how the mind and body are related. We've always heard about how the two are related, but the Ewan method puts it right there in front of you of exactly, what is the issue that's causing this physical pain. And when you clear the root causes that are causing the pain, many times the pain will simply release on the spot, and it's just very exciting. So that's a short version of the Ewan method, and there's lots more. I have clients. Go ahead. I have clients that literally are dumbfounded, when we do the Ewan method in the office, because they'll have some, ache or pain that they've had for a long time. The other day, I had a lady who had a very severe headache, had been on migraine medicine, and had a CAT scan because she was afraid that she had a brain tumor. And she'd gone through numerous physical things with the standard medicine, and then came to me because she knew of me, and we did a half an hour session with Ewan, and her pain went away, and it went away on the spot, and she was kind of dumbfounded. But that happens so regularly with the Ewan method that I expect it, and I am always very thrilled when it happens too.
Oh, well, I had a chance to meet Dr. Ewan and to study with him a little bit and to see him in action and to have some personal experiences. I did several sessions with him, and it would be a bit of classified by most people as something magical, because he's able, and you, through the training, he teaches people how to basically do his technique and come to a core issue. And then literally what I call by decree, he would say, after he finds that area where the root cause, he would just say to the person, okay, let's clear that now. And it was done. when that correct root cause was found, there was typically immediate release. And if it wasn't immediate, he was very confident. He just go, okay, well, we may need to go back and do that again, or go a little deeper, and he could get to it. And I mean, folks, you have a chance in talking to Carrie to learn more about this Ewan method, and I'm assuming, but to confirm for me, that people don't have to fly to Spokane, do they, to get a session of the Ewan method with you?
No. They can call and work with me on the telephone if they would like, and that all of that information is available at www.carrie, joys, joys.com, on my website there. But the, like I said, the Yuen method is a fun, exciting technique, but emotional healing is still, in my mind, the basis for, you know, making your life work, because it helps you to understand, you know, where your issues came from originally and how you can release them and how you can work with your own life to turn it around and make it better. The Yuen method just oftentimes will, you know, speed it up, make it quicker and faster and release more quickly. But when all is said and done, we need to learn how to deal with our emotions if we want to have a healthy life, I believe.
Sure.
So I feel very strongly about people learning about how to express and release their emotions. You know, people are terrified of their feelings. Have you ever noticed that?
Oh, typically, yes.
Yeah, how scared people are to say, you know, to even be in touch with what they really feel, or to, you know, communicate what they really feel, or just to really let themselves feel it and go into it. You know, people like to hide their feelings under the rug and get rid of them, you know, deny them, pretend they're not there, but it really doesn't work to do that. You really have to face it and deal with it and learn to express it and release it if you want to be healthy and if you want to have a good life.
Oh, exactly, exactly. I mean, I know in the past for myself, I swept enough dirt under the rug that I didn't want to deal with that people ask what that big lump in the floor was.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it is just so important.
Well said.
To not let that stuff fester.
And I don't think you're alone. I think there's a lot of people with some very lumpy rugs. So yeah.
Yes. Well, to me, it's fascinating and fabulous that with what you're offering, there's an opportunity for people to first put it to the test a little bit in their lives through the email course that you offer.
Right.
To kind of dip their feet in a little bit, because sometimes people are kind of going, I don't know, is this going to work? I don't have money, yada da yada da. There's, you know, so many issues come up that my granny, who was used to discomfort, unfortunately, said people hang long enough they get used to hang. Old book,
yeah.
Down so long, looks like up to me.
Right.
So we want to encourage people to get that, if nothing else, that email course, and of course the small investment in your book that gives a lot more detail.
Right.
And then to know that if they did need more assistance, that you're there and available, whether they come in to one of your seminars or workshops or work with you.
Whether they were on the telephone, yeah. There are so many more possibilities these days with the phone service that we have and with the Internet available. There's so many more possibilities for how to get the help that you need and so much more knowledge available. You know, Freud himself, the father of psychology, only lived 100 years ago. So psychology is still a very new science. And even 50 years ago, we didn't know very much about it, you know, as a culture. So it's really only probably in the last 15, 20 years that we've learned a lot of the skills that are now, you know, so wonderful in terms of turning people's lives around. We've learned so many things that can really make a huge difference that our parents didn't know and our grandparents didn't know. And I think, you know, we are extremely fortunate to be really the first generation that has the opportunity to completely change our lives if we want to. So
yes.
I think, you know, we just don't realize, people like to whine and complain about, you know, this is so hard and I don't want to have to deal with my feelings and all of that. And I just think, my God, you know, your parents and grandparents didn't have that opportunity. They had to just make do with whatever life gave them and make the best of it. And you have the opportunity to transform your life and make it so much better than it ever was before. You know, why would you pass that up?
One of the things that I want my listeners to realize is that many people have heard about therapeutic work that was long-term, costly, and in many cases ineffective. And
right.
So with that mindset that has been ingrained in many people, that's one of the reasons that when you
people
bring
don't
up the
try.
Idea of emotional healing. Yeah.
Yeah,
and so,
right.
So here, I think this is one of the things that you're one of the pioneers in helping to make available to people this advancement. We've seen great technologies in computer and all kinds of communication things, the cellular phones, on and on. Now we have an opportunity to learn that there's been some huge breakthroughs in dealing with our inner energy system, mental and emotional energies.
Right.
So that's
yeah,
a
it's very exciting. It's very exciting what we have learned and what we've, you know, for me, what I've been able to put together in my lifetime. When I was senior in high school, I graduated, I was valedictorian of my class, and I was asked to speak at graduation. And, of course, I had no idea what my career was going to be at that point, but my topic for my speech was what makes people happy. And I chuckle now when I think about that, because at that point I really wondered if everybody else was pretending to be happy like I was, because I really didn't know if anybody was truly happy or if they were just, you know, faking it. And so I made it my life's work to really study what makes people happy, and it's wonderful to me now to be on the other side of it and to be able to help other people learn how to be happy if they've spent, you know, years in pain or in emotional pain. You know, there really is something you can do about it.
Sure. Well, to me, I think this is a wonderful thing, because human history, whether if you look at just the human history of so much conflict, or you look at some of the major religions that seem to emphasize that unless you're suffering quite a bit, that you may not be spiritual enough. Christ was crucified. Why complain about a little suffering? And maybe you're not suffering enough. He gave his life for you. What are you doing? That concept has been put out there. Rather than wait a minute, suffering is really an option.
Right. It's not necessary. Unless you choose that. But I don't personally believe that Christ was trying to promote suffering, but I think it's our misunderstanding of what he taught that makes us believe that we need to suffer to be spiritual. Personally, I don't think the two need to go together at all. I think you can be spiritual and be very, very much at peace and in a high state of consciousness that, that is really wonderful, you know, even blissful at times, and live your life from there, which is very different than living a life of suffering and emotional pain.
Yeah, well, to me that's fabulous. Just to once again encourage people to go to www.light-heartedness.com to check out the free 30-day email program. Perhaps make a small investment and get the book that's an expanded version of that, Choosing Lightheartedness. And then beyond that, some of our listeners may have heard of this movie that's kind of catching on, was stuff I talked on Oprah, Larry King, this movie called The Secret.
And, right.
And then...
Right.
Because you're talking, we've been discussing about how to clear some of that emotional baggage and do a wonderful healing so that we can direct our lives. And this movie, The Secrets, speaks of the law of attraction. I'm just wondering, can we put those two things together with your help?
Absolutely. The movie, The Secret, talks about, like you said, the law of attraction, which is whatever you focus on in your life, you will get more of. So if you focus on pain and suffering, for example, and that's your focus, you will get more pain and suffering. If, however, you focus on seeing yourself happy and joyful and having your life work the way you want it to, over time, that is what you will draw to you in your life, because the law of attraction always works. So the movie is a wonderful gift. It's gone out, you know, all over the world, and they say it's the next big phenomena in personal transformation, which I think is very exciting. That, you know, that's becoming common knowledge that we do create our own reality. But I would definitely add emotional healing to that picture, because there's a lot of people who don't know how to just change their focus. You know, they don't know how to say, you know, I'm feeling depressed and miserable, but I'm going to focus on being happy and lighthearted. Well, you know, lots of people can't make that jump in one small jump. They have to actually learn how to work through their feelings so that they can release the feelings and come out the other side to feeling peaceful, and then begin to focus on the positive of what they want and how to create that and how to go after that. So to me, they are all very related. I've actually always taught my clients, when they get through, you know, the emotional healing part of our work together, to then shift their focus to what is it you really want in your life, and what would it be like if you were already there right now, and having them really get into the feeling of being there already, because that's the powerful thing of the movie The Secret, is that you have to feel it. You can't just think it, you can't just imagine it, but you have to let yourself really feel it as if it was happening right now, if it was here right now, if you were already happy, if you were already successful or already in a good relationship, how would that feel right now? So you put yourself there and you just let yourself enjoy the feeling of that, and then you release it and give it to the universe or the higher power and let it go. I think of it as positive prayer, actually, you know, and whatever your understanding is of the higher power, you just turn it over, and then you keep doing that over time. You keep focusing on having what you want and just releasing it, setting it free, and then you watch and see how those things come about in your life, and it's real exciting to watch how those images or those pictures or feelings that you put out there start to come true in your life. It's just exciting. It's very, very fun to see how the universe works and how magically a lot of those things can happen, you know, without you ever knowing or expecting how that would be. And there it is right in front of you. So it's a lot of fun. Emotional healing and The Secret together work absolutely beautifully. In fact, I think they work much better. If you try to do The Secret and you're not dealing with what's in your unconscious mind and you're only trying to focus with your conscious mind on the positive, the unconscious mind, you know, you may be focusing consciously on seeing yourself having what you want, but your unconscious mind's going a different direction. And so the two are counteracting each other, and then, you know, getting what you want doesn't happen as easily or, as I said, magically as it does when you get your conscious and unconscious working together.
Okay. To me, that sounds wonderful, because I know for myself and maybe for many people out there, to hear a simple phrase, okay, what you think about comes about, the law of attraction, life is what you make it. There's certainly statements that have a truth to them. The difficult thing for myself in the past and for many individuals has been to bridge that gap that you spoke about between, if someone's in enough pain, it can be a little difficult to set all that aside and mm-hmm. go get real happy.
Right, absolutely.
So to give someone a validation that says, if it's not working for you, if you've gotten good advice, but you may be feeling a little frustrated temporarily because it's not working, to say, hey, maybe I just need to clear a little bit of this stuff out of the way so that you can
right.
more fully access that joy and the things that you want. Now, quick question, because you've got a good therapeutic background. Let's say someone's a little stuck and they can't imagine some of these things for themselves, but they've seen happy people in a movie or happy friends, that kind of a thing, and they can actually experience some of the joy of someone else having a wonderful life or wonderful portions of their life. Does that do them any good?
Well, if you imagine being that person, if you can, you know, if you can take a few minutes and just imagine what it would be like to be them, to walk in their shoes, to live their life, to have that feeling of things are working out smoothly and easily and effortlessly, and just how it feels to already be there, then yes, definitely it would work. You know, any way that you can get yourself to the point of just imagining things already being the way you want them to be will work for you.
Oh, okay. So that's where we can do the let's pretend.
Absolutely.
If my health can, couldn't do it.
Uh-huh.
But I imagine that I'm Jack Canfield or Michael Beckwith or whatever. And I'm feeling all those happy feelings. Doesn't matter what name I call myself. I just get to feel that goodness, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's kind of a shortcut. But, you know, kids do it perfectly. They pretend, you know, they pretend to be a ballerina or a fireman or whatever, and then they grow up and become one. And that's exactly what we have to do, is we have to pretend we're there like they're doing in our play and just see ourselves already enjoying it and then let it manifest in our lives.
Mm. Yeah.
So, well, we have to... Yeah, in order to get there, though, sometimes, I mean, if you're starting out being depressed or anxious, don't give up before you start. Just start with the emotional healing component, because if you really do some emotional healing, you will come to a point of inner peace. And when you're peaceful is the best time to really visualize and imagine yourself happy and getting the things that you want in your life.
Sure. Now, on your what I'm hearing from you is that to make the most progress in implementing what I would call these universal laws or higher spiritual principles, there's different names for it, but it's important to begin that process of clearing our own energies where we might be stuck with negative thoughts or painful feelings. And that's what you're bringing forth is this simplified method to powerfully open up the door to some emotional healing, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. Because like we said earlier, you know, not everybody can focus on the positive, and because they are already feeling, you know, depressed or anxious in their life, and they don't know how to make the jump from there to being able to just see themselves happy and successful and blissful, you know. So letting yourself really feel just what you are feeling right now in this moment, and cry if you need to cry. I mean, tears are wonderful. Tears are healing. And if you let yourself really feel whatever is there and release the pain, whether it's tears or, you know, whatever it is, frustration, you can release it, you can let it go, and you can come out the other side to a point of inner peace, to where then it's much easier at that point to start focusing on positive things. So, like I said, the two together are very powerful.
Oh, now, also, I don't know about other people, sometimes I've gotten involved in a course or a training with overambitious thoughts. Now, your 33-day email thing, let's say someone is just stressed to the max and really, really overwhelmed. Can they ease into this and do one thing every few days or one thing a week?
Absolutely, yeah. If you can't do it all, you know, in the order that it's offered, that's perfectly fine. You can do it in your own time, in your own way. My emails, my lightheartedness email course, has actually gone out to people in 70 countries all over the world. It's very exciting. And I've gotten emails back from people all over the world who said that those little email messages were very helpful to them and helped them, you know, make changes in their life just with the email messages. So it's so exciting to feel like, you know, you're doing something that really matters, not only in our own country, but even in other countries. So I I've really enjoyed it. It's been a lot of fun. And the feedback I've gotten is that it's been very helpful just to, you know, just to do something small each day, just a baby step. If you just take a baby step every day and then keep taking baby steps in the right direction, little by little by little, your life will start to improve.
Sure. Now, I don't know if you have access to this. An example or two of a couple of the messages that people would get?
What the messages are? Well, I don't have them in front of me right now. I have to go into my memory bank to pull them out. But I know one of them has to do, well, there's definitely a few that have to do with, you know, learning how to do emotional healing, getting in touch with your feelings and releasing them. But what I do each day is I take an affirmation, which is a positive thought, and I have people focus on that positive thought throughout the day, and then I give them a little activity or exercise to kind of experientially relate that positive thought to their life. So how to take the affirmation and actually apply it to your life. So, you know, I don't remember the affirmations. I don't have them all memorized, but I know there's one on setting boundaries, for example. That's, you know, if you grew up in a dysfunctional family, many times you didn't learn how to set healthy boundaries about, you know, what you are comfortable doing or what you're comfortable having in your life or what you're not comfortable with. And learning to set healthy boundaries is a very important part of getting healthy emotionally and having healthy relationships. So one activity is to stand in front of the mirror and simply practice saying no. Just practicing the word no in lots of different ways, like no, thank you, or no, I can't do that today, or no, I don't want to, or no, I'm not ready, or no, you know, all the different ways that we can say no, so that when the time comes that we do need to set a healthy boundary, we have lots of options in our mind for how we can do that. So that's just one simple little one. I can't remember exactly what the boundary affirmation is, but I know it has to do with, you know, setting healthy boundaries is just a way to be clear and clean in your relationships with what you are comfortable with and what you're not comfortable with. For example, you know, I'm not willing to live with dishonesty in my life. If a close friend of mine is dishonest with me on a regular basis, I would have to set a boundary about, you know, if you want to be close to me, you do need to tell me the truth, because I don't want, you know, I don't want to spend my time and energy in a relationship where somebody doesn't tell me the truth. So that simple little boundary helps me create a life around me of people who are committed to being honest and being truthful with each other.
Ah,
does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely, and it calls to mind, I think, it's one of the chapters about being able to communicate important things in a loving way, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah. There's one chapter on healthy communication, which is another thing that I teach in the office every day as a psychotherapist. We never learned how to communicate our feelings, you know, in our relationships in healthy ways. And there's actually a simple little formula that you can use to communicate feelings. And the formula just goes, when you, and you finish that phrase, and then I feel, and finish that phrase, and because I need, and you fill in the blank, and then I'd appreciate. And you can take any feeling at all, and you can put it into that sentence, and it will come across as information and feedback rather than as attack. Like, for example, let's say the old issue that many people have had of, you know, wanting their partner to call if they're going to be late from work in the evening. You know, so rather than when your husband walks in and you say, where the hell, pardon me, where were you? Sorry. But you know how people normally talk. Instead of doing it that way, you say, you know, when you don't call me when you're going to be late, I feel hurt and frustrated because I need understanding and compassion for what's going on with me. And I would really appreciate if you know that you're going to be late, if you would simply give me a call before you come home next time. So you see how it comes across, it's very non-attacking. It comes across as feedback. This is who I am. This is what's important to me. I'm making this request. I'm not putting you down in the process. I'm just letting you know how I feel and what I need and what I would appreciate. And then you have a chance to negotiate with me, you know, about what you can do or what you can't do. But it's just a simple little formula that makes communicating feelings so much easier and work so much better.
Yeah. Now, forgive me, I may have missed this. I think it was included, but was there a section in there where in this wonderful communication it lets the other party know that there's an incentive for them to comply when I'm treated in this way? It inspires me to want to share more love with you, or I don't know if that's useful.
Well, you know, that's a great thing to do. I think that's absolutely wonderful. It's not in my little formula, but I would highly recommend it. If you let the person know, you know, when you treat me with love and respect, it makes me feel much more warm and affectionate towards you, and then our relationship is better.
Yeah. Okay. You could even list who knows what favorite favors that they may want. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So this sounds like a wonderful thing. That one, I believe. Oh yeah, good old chapter 13 in your book. Communicate with love and practice win-win conflict resolution. Oh,
right.
Folks, you get ready for a big treat when you open your minds and your hearts to this wonderful woman's work. You are just in for such a treat, whether it's starting with that email program for free, which I hope is in everyone's budget. I don't know. And you can go to PayPal and email her a large sum of money. Okay.
Yeah, that's great. You're so kind. I feel so much better than I did when I was young that I really wanted to share what I've learned with others. I don't want to grow old and not have made what I've learned available to people who need it. So that's why I took the time and effort to write the book and put together the email program. I just want people to know there is something you can do, and it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be monumental. You don't have to go from black to white. You can do it just in tiny little steps, one day at a time. Just keep taking those baby steps in the right direction, and your life does improve.
Yes, absolutely. And there is a power. It was mentioned in David Hawkins' book, Power versus Force, and reaffirmed in the movie The Secret by Michael Beckwith. Maybe he was referring to the work of Dr. Hawkins, but where he says it's been scientifically proven that a positive thought is many, many, many more times powerful than negative thoughts. So
wow.
We can go through and be having a terrible day, and yet that energy can be turned around with just a brief period of some positive energy.
You
mentioned your blog. Now, and with free daily messages, I'm sneaking a look, folks, and some of you may be out there doing that too, looking at the KARI-JONEJOYS, carryjoys.com. And you can always think of what would you like to carry with you? Well, joys. Carry joys. To help you feel better and carry those emotions into a place of great, wonderful healing. This blog of yours, does that have uplifting messages separate from the 33-day program?
It is. It's also a place where people can ask questions if they have specific questions about their life, and I've answered a lot of questions on my blog, and Sometimes it's just communicating things that are going on, you know, a teleconference or a workshop or something that, you know, letting people know what's available. But it's kind of a free-for-all. If you want to communicate with me, you can ask me a question on my blog, or you can simply write me an email at my website, which is thecarrie-joys.com. Actually, you can write an email to either website, but that one's probably the easiest. So.
Okay. Wow. What fun. I am just smiling and grinning away here at the fun I've had spending this time with you and having this door open to some powerful change through a simple 33-day program that it may take a person 6 months.
Yeah, it's fine if it takes them 6 months, you know.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Geez. Oh, darn, it took me 6 months to turn my life completely around.
Right,
yeah.
Years,
screw it up. Well, I guess it isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've spent all this time working negatively. If it takes us even a year or two to turn it around in a positive direction, it will certainly be worth every minute, won't it?
Yeah, and then you get to send that to her in an email, and she can share that with many people, of course, anonymously, if you'd prefer, and just to keep learning more of these wonderful breakthroughs. So go to Carrie Joyce, Carrie-Joyce.com. Carrie, I want to thank you. I'd love to keep chatting with you, and our time is up for this wonderful segment of Advanced Living. You've certainly rung the bell in my heart, and I'm sure for my listeners, sharing the encouragement and the practical advice as well as the easy path to a free course that they can take and many simple things. So I just wish you great blessings on getting your work out there more and more, and want to thank you for being a guest today.
Well, thank you so much, and I wish you many blessings as well, and I have totally enjoyed talking with you and hope we meet again.
Well, thank you. I'll look forward to that.
Okay.
God bless, and my listeners, you and Carrie and I, wishing you a wonderful, love-filled week until we meet again next Saturday. God bless and goodbye.
Let go of that God, let myself do, then let go of it.